Hi, everyone. Caitlin and I are continuing to take turns featuring the anti-racism resources we are engaging with each month. Because we believe education leads to open hearts and free voices that are empowered to speak up and fight for change. Our hope is that you will find these resources useful for your education, and that they will also help you cross the threshold into doing active anti-racism work so that we can create an equitable world together. Black lives matter. This month, I am reading Ijoma Oluwo's book, So You Want to Talk About Race. And here is the official description. In this New York Times bestseller, Ijoma Oluwo offers a hard-hitting but user-friendly examination of race in America. Widespread reporting on aspects of white supremacy, from police brutality to the mass incarceration of Black Americans, has put a media spotlight on racism in our society. Still, it is a difficult subject to talk about. How do you tell your roommate her jokes are racist? Why did your sister-in-law take umbrage when you asked to touch her hair? And how do you make it right? How do you explain white privilege to your white privileged friend? In So You Want to Talk About Race, Ijoma Oluwo guides readers of all races through subjects ranging from intersectionality and affirmative action to model minorities in an attempt to make the seemingly impossible possible. Honest conversations about race and racism, and how they infect almost every aspect of American life. We highly recommend reading So You Want to Talk About Race, and you can find the link to the book in the show notes.
Welcome to the
Full Heart,
Free Voice
Podcast.
I'm Emma Veritas. I'm a writer and writing coach for women who want to start writing. And I'm a teacher for women who want to find their true selves again.
And I'm Caitlin Bosshart, a life coach for the multi-passionate at heart and wedding coach for couples planning non-traditional weddings. We read books that inspire you to live with a full heart
and a free voice. Hey everyone, before we get started with today's episode, we have a fun announcement for you. So Caitlin and I have recently opened up our affiliate shop. Our affiliate shop is a library of resources by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, and you can find it at wildauthenticity.com/podcast shop. And when you go there, you'll find a list of links to Women Who Run With the Wolves, but also to all of Clarissa Pinkola Estes's audio classes that she's done through Sounds True. And when you buy these through these links, you support Clarissa Pinkola Estes, you support Sounds True, which is a very cool independent publisher, and you support our podcast because Sounds True has a very generous and amazing affiliate percentage that they give to us whenever you buy something. So it's this beautiful win-win-win, and it's also an opportunity for you to dive deeper into these educational resources. And so I just wanted to ask Caitlin today, Caitlin, what is one thing you have loved about listening to Clarissa Pinkola Estes's audio classes?
Well, I think it's, you know, when we are diving in so intimately with her work, and in a way it's like, I don't know about you, but there's been times I'm like, oh, it's Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Like there's a little bit of this, like, I don't know, she's like ethereal, I think in some ways in my mind and in this, but you know, there was something that was so nice is, you know, when I listen to her audios, I get to hear her voice and I get, there's like a sense of her heart and her intention that comes through in a way that, you know, now that I've listened to her voice and how she tells these stories, when I'm reading, I hear her, like her tone and how she kind of explains things. And it gives me a different level of understanding, I think, of the way that she is expressing her ideas and her thoughts and her wisdom. And so that's been one of the coolest things, that it's just like another level of kind of getting to know this author that we are engaging with so intimately and learning from.
And there's a class I want to tell you about today called In the House of the Riddle Mother. Every night of our lives, we experience between 5 and 7 dreams, each reflecting our most intimate passions and conflicts. Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes compares each one to a riddle. Once solved, it can provide a surprising answer to an unresolved question buried within the psyche. On In the House of the Riddle Mother, Estes surveys the most common archetypal patterns women experience while dreaming. Based on 20 years of work, this audio seminar is a dense, poetic storehouse of information about the dream life of women. We invite you to go to wildauthenticity.com/podcast shop and click on our special link to purchase this class. Thanks, everyone. Okay, so hey, everyone, and welcome to our Life School episode, where we are focusing on Chapter 13 of Women Who Run With the Wolves. The chapter is called Battle Scars, Membership in the Scar Clan. So in our last episode, we did a book club study where we talked about old shame and how keeping these shame secrets in our lives, holding on to the things we think are really, really bad about ourselves, can really impact our life in ways that you might not have noticed before. And then we talked about ways to release old shame through sharing your secrets with a very, very trusted person, just to release it and get it out of your system. And in today's Life School episode, we are going to share another tool you can use to help you break free from the old things that can really be holding you back or weighing you down or just impacting your life in some way that no longer serves your highest good. So this episode is a little bit different than our usual ones, because instead of a conversation for you to just listen to while you're maybe driving or cleaning or whatever you do when you listen to podcasts, instead, we are going to offer you a meditation that you can use anytime you want to release old shames or really anything you want to release from your life. In this meditation, what you're going to do is you're going to find an amazing place to sit down, to feel grounded, to feel relaxed as much as you can in a comfortable way. And then we're going to guide you through a process of visualizing a communal fire where you are going to see and visualize what you want to release going into the fire. And something very special about this episode is that we reached out to our listeners beforehand and we asked you all, what do you want to release? What do you want to throw into our communal fire of letting go of all these things that are holding us back in our life? And a bunch of you replied with really poignant and amazing things that you want to release from your life. And so during the meditation, there will be a point where Caitlin is going to read all these submissions that you all sent in so that we can really do this as a community, do this together, because community support around this type of work can be really, really powerful and really supportive for what we're doing here today, so that you can feel seen, so that you don't have to feel alone, right? We're always not the only ones going through what we're going through. We are all here with each other going through this. And so we can support each other as we continue on in our healing journeys. So I am going to guide you each step of the way through this process. But first, I just want to let you know that this is a perfectly safe exercise. It's a meditation. It's a visualization. It's a very simple and wonderful tool for you to use. And if at any point during the meditation you feel uncomfortable, you feel activated, if you ever feel like you're getting triggered or anything like that is going on, you can stop doing the meditation. So please do just take good care of yourself and know that you can stop at any moment. And if you do that, you can just simply open your eyes, breathe,
ground, a great tool you can use is to just look around your room. Look at the boundaries of your space, right? So if you have to stop the meditation, open your eyes, notice where you are. Think of three reasons why you're safe right now, and you can move on. You don't have to do the meditation if it's really uncomfortable or activating for you. All right, so right now I'm hoping that you have found your nice, quiet space to sit and breathe and do this meditation with us. And the first thing you can do is to close your eyes and to just breathe. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your nose. Really notice the feeling of the air on your nostrils as you inhale and exhale. Breathing in, breathing out. Finding yourself tuning into this breath that keeps coming in and out, this continuous cycle of breathing. And to just get grounded, really turn your attention to the ground beneath you, the floor beneath you. Really turn your attention to the feeling of your seat, tuning in to the bottoms of things, to the grounds of things, letting your attention wander downward. This is a great way to ground, going into the bottommost part of your body, thinking about the earth that you're sitting on now, even if this earth is below pavement or below a house. You can just consider this earth that is below you to help you ground down. And then I invite you to use your imagination to help you see yourself in a really safe place in nature. And now some of us are really great at visualizing. We can see these things right away. They pop up and we see ourselves there. And others of us, instead of visualizing and seeing, we feel, we hear. We have other parts of our senses that can tune in. So I am going to continue describing this meditation visually, but know that if you are somebody who doesn't visualize, see if you can simply tune into the feeling of what I'm saying. So you are in a safe place in nature. This can be a place that you have been before. It can be a place that you have made up with your imagination. The wonderful thing about this place is that it is boundaried. It is surrounded by something in nature, by trees, by stones, by rocks. This is a boundaried place. Maybe there's a river that creates an edge. And so this place is a safe place for you to be. And this helps you to relax here, to become centered here, to be you here, exactly as you are. You don't need to change anything about yourself today in order to do this meditation. You can be here exactly how you are. And from this beautifully boundaried space in nature, you see a path. This path is leading you to a sacred fire. And so notice, what is this path made of? Is it dirt? Is it rock? Is it trees? Is it something else? Is it lights? Notice what this path to the sacred fire is made of. As you walk down the path, down the path, and down the path until you find a stone circle. And in the middle of that circle is a fire. This is our fire that we are going to be working with today. This is our communal fire. So at this fire, Caitlin and I are here. At this fire, there are the other members who are doing this work of releasing what no longer serves their highest good. But from this space, you can be as boundaried as you want. If you don't want to visualize the whole community, that's totally fine. You can be alone at the fire. Knowing, of course, that it is fueled and empowered by communal energy. Or you can be here, kind of seeing others, but also in a bubble, right? Or surrounded by your personal space, your own boundary, so that you can do this sacred work in a safe space, but also feel the communal spirit that is fueling and empowering this process. And so if you're comfortable continuing, you can sit here at the fire. If you have decided you don't want to do this work, that's okay. You can turn down the path, turn back, and leave the meditation from your sacred space. But we would love for you to continue with us. And so you find your seat here. You can be as close to the fire or as far away as feels good to you. You can dance around the fire, you can move around the fire, whatever feels wonderful and natural for you. And in this space, tune your attention inward to notice what wants to be released today. What has been coming up for you lately? What have you been holding on to? What needs to be transformed in the fire? What needs to be put away? What needs to go? Releases, big work. So don't be surprised if tears flow as this work happens. But you'll notice what you want to release. And then what you can do is imagine a scroll in front of you. This is paper that you can write on. And just within the meditation, see yourself writing on this scroll, writing the name of what wants to be released. Or you might see an image of what wants to be released coming onto the scroll. But you'll see that what needs to be released is represented here. And when you are ready, you can lovingly roll the scroll up with gratitude, knowing, of course, that whatever you're releasing did serve you. So we don't release without gratitude. We release with gratitude for whatever this thing gave you. Good. But now we're done with it. So now we're putting it into the fire. And so you can see yourself put the scroll into the fire. And you can do that as actively as you want to. You can throw it in, you can place it in, whatever feels right and sacred and good for you right now. And as you're doing that, Caitlin is going to read what it is that our community is releasing. And as you listen to her, just let her words wash over you. And notice if you too are releasing this, if you too want to let that thing go. And if anything new comes up, just see another scroll come up in front of you and throw that scroll into the fire too. You can release and release and release whatever needs to be let go of right now.
I release self-doubt and the inner critic that tells me I am not enough. I release the shame around having big feelings, big needs, and big dreams. I release the need to follow social expectations, to please others, and to gauge my value based on others' expectations of me. I release relationships that no longer serve me despite the social expectations that may surround them. I release a lifelong struggle with insecurity and self-esteem issues, comparing myself to others and feeling less than. I release my anxiety around writing. I release the shame I carry around my own emotional dysregulation. I feel more compassion for the mental health journeys of others than for my own. Emotional dysregulation is not my fault, and it is a responsibility that I am rising to. I deserve to release the shame. I release the guilt and self-doubt for making a mistake, and the worry and fear I have around that mistake. I can't change it. I can only work to do better and learn from them. I release anxiety over things I cannot control. I release what other people think of me and people-pleasing. I release the need to control the outcome of my family dynamic by holding and controlling too tightly. The only thing I can control is myself, and the best thing that I can do instead is to love them as they are and love myself as I am. I release the false narrative that being who I am inherently makes others feel bad. I release the impulse to shrink, dull myself down, and hide in order to make others feel comfortable or to keep myself safe so that I can show up in the world as a fully expressed human being. I release self-doubt, insecurity, and a timid approach to potentially high-conflict situations. I release the layers upon layers of stories I've created to keep myself safe, to keep myself small, to keep myself unseen. They've wrapped around me like a cocoon, keeping me safe while I was vulnerable and healing. I love and honor those stories for that service, but they no longer resonate as truth. They no longer feel like freedom. I want to send them into the fire and discover what color my wings are. I release anger, frustration, and thoughts of unfairness in regards to my ex and finances. I release thinking that I am not enough, that I have to settle for the way that things are. I release myself from carrying the shame secret of my abuse reactive behavior as a child. I release my need to avoid hurting others when it compromises my true self. I release the idea that I am responsible for others' reactions to my needs and the fear of being alone as a result of being my true, authentic self. I break out of the limitations and boundaries I have unknowingly grasped onto as my identity in all areas of my life, my body, my mind, and my spirit. I let go of being small and insignificant because of the stories I've told myself. As I drop my shame and secrets and watch them ignite in flame, I am free to embody my most authentic self. I embrace the new in my life and release the old. I hear my true voice and I allow it to travel through the universe with love, light, and compassion. I am free to accept the ever-changing stages of life without the need for control. I love me and release these secrets and shame from me, by me, and to me.
And now we are going to close this meditation. So you will see the fire slow down, get smaller, turn to embers. Caitlin and I are waving goodbye to you and thanking you for coming here today to do this work with our community. And you will see your path open up again. You will walk back down the path, back to your safe place in nature. Just checking in for a moment here, noticing, how do you feel? What is different now than when you began this meditation? And then tuning back into your body, coming back into your space that you're in right now, being here in your body again, your back, you're fully back from this meditation. So you can wiggle your fingers and toes, you can shake your body, you can clap your hands, you can snap your fingers. Just move around and let yourself come fully back, being very aware of the space you are in. And once again, just notice how you feel. How are you different now than when you started? And then take a nice, deep, cleansing breath to close the meditation. Inhale and exhale. And this meditation is closed. Okay, so I hope you had a wonderful experience. And I want you to know that if you'd like to share your experience, or if you have any questions, or you would like to hear from others about this, you can join our Facebook group, which is called Full Heart Free Voice Podcast Community. And we would absolutely love to hear from you.
This episode was produced by Emma Veritas and Caitlin Bosshart. You can find out more about me, Emma, at my website, wildauthenticity.com, where you can also download your free workbook, 3 Habits to Calm Your Fear and Get You Writing.
And you can find out more about me, Caitlin, at my website, caitlinbosshart.com, and on Instagram at caitlin_bosshart. The nicest thing that you can do for us is to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast player.
To stay connected with us, join the conversation in our Facebook group, follow along with us on Instagram, and sign up for our monthly newsletter. You'll find all the links in our show notes.
A special thank you to the amazing artists whose music is featured in our podcast, Wally Ingram, Stevie Black, and Tom Freund. You heard portions of their tracks, Shine a Light and Who Do You Love, from their record Spa Day.
And thanks to Caitlin Bosshart for creating our beautiful cover art. And thank you to Kirit Basu for all his audio and technical help.
And a huge thank you to Emma Veritas for her editing magic. Last but not least, thank you to you, our listeners.